Welcome to the Leadership Podcast, brought to you by Life West, the chiropractic college. I'm your host, Dr. Ron Oberstein.
And I'm your host, Dr. Mary Oberstein.
And we're excited to have you join us as we bring special guests in the world of health, leadership, business success, and chiropractic. Our mission is to create a brighter future for humanity, and we are thrilled to walk this journey with you.
Enjoy this episode, and thank you for being with us today.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to another edition of our Life West Leadership Line. I'm Dr. Ron Oberstein, president of Life Chiropractic College West. I am certainly glad you're with us today because I not only have an esteemed guest and someone who's been in the chiropractic profession and been involved in the profession longer than she's been a chiropractor, but I have someone who probably 9 out of 10 people watching this help them on some level get their license in chiropractic. And I just have to tell you that our guest today, obviously you can see her. She's known throughout the world in our profession and other places, Dr. Irene Gold. Irene, welcome to the Life West Leadership Line.
Thank you for having me.
Of course, of course. And just a little bit of history around Irene. Irene got her nursing degree in 1956. So that's like, you know, 65 years ago. She got her nursing degree from Flower Fifth Avenue Hospital right in New York City on Fifth Avenue, right? And then she met her husband, Dr. Reggie Gold, in 1958. And they were married in 1960. And they moved to her hometown of Spring Valley, New York, where they opened up a practice. She decided to go to chiropractic school. She graduated from Columbia Institute, which later became New York Chiropractic College. And in 1974, graduated. And right from there, she went close to that. She went down to Spartanburg, started teaching at Sherman. And she's been an educator all her life. She's got, besides a nursing degree, master's degrees. She's just one of the most educated people that I know and a phenomenal, phenomenal chiropractor who carries the principle of chiropractic and has really worked with so many of us who have done her review to get, you know, when you're in school or after to get your boards. And Irene, your journey has been amazing in chiropractic and it's not over.
I certainly hope not.
It is not. She's as sharp as 12 tacks stepping on them. But Irene, let's do this. Let's talk about your journey. You know, because obviously, you know, you had a big influence. You know, you met Reggie, you know, in 1956. And obviously, you know, you guys set up a practice and did all these things. And what were you doing in those days? And just kind of share with us what was, you know, what was the life like of Irene Gold back in those days?
Well, when I graduated in 1956, I came home and got a job working in a local hospital. In preparation, but because I wanted to go into something called public health nursing. And the state of New York sent me back to college. I went to the University of Pennsylvania and got my public health nursing license that way. And I did not meet Reggie until after that. He came to my hometown. I lived in Spring Valley, New York. He came to my hometown. And the reason why he came there is because his car broke down. And he was looking for a place to practice.
Wait, he was traveling and his car broke down and.
Yes, he graduated in 1957, December 1957, went home to New Jersey and could not get a license in New Jersey because Palmer College was not recognized in the state of New Jersey at that time. So he went looking for a place and he landed in my hometown. Okay. I met him at a social event. When he came into town, he didn't know anybody, so he started planning a social event. Everybody got invited, and I met him there at the social event. And actually went with a friend of mine, and there were two guys that came up, and they were starting this program. And I said to her, I think I'm going to go check this guy out when we're finished. And I went up, and I introduced myself to him. I said, you're a doctor. I'm a nurse. Okay, let's talk.
And that's great. That is great. Well, I would have loved to have been a fly on the wall of that conversation. Let me tell you, that was probably a phenomenal conversation. And you know, what's really crazy, because it's really interesting. You hear stories like, I think it was Dr. Hasselbus, Robert Hasselbus, was driving through and his car broke down in Rockford, Illinois, ended up practicing there. And now he still has grandkids practicing there. You know, it's just so common. The guy with the Robert Schuller from the Crystal Cathedral was driving and car broke down somewhere. And it's so common, but it's so cool. I guess cars are breaking down a lot back in the 1950s. Oh, yeah. So
chiropractic college when it was all broken down anyway.
Yeah, I'm sure. Exactly. So you met Reggie, you know, 2 years later, whatever it is, you guys get married, right? And, you know, what'd you do from that? Because, you know, you didn't go to chiropractic school until the early 70s. So what were you doing like at that time period for 10 years?
For 11 years from 1960 until 1971, I worked in the school as a school nurse teacher. That's where I was for that. But during that time frame, I don't know how many chiropractic meetings I went to. I don't know how many chiropractic seminars I went to. I don't know how many times people came to my house to talk about chiropractic. We set up a philosophy meeting every month. And we did that for 7 years. People came to our house once a month, and we would just start at 8 o'clock in the morning and end at 4 o'clock in the, I'm going to start at 8 o'clock at night and finish at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, God.
5 o'clock and go right into practice the next day because our practice was open 7 days a week.
Beautiful. And I know this, Irene, I know this, that the two of you set something up. I don't know if it was called PACE, Patient Awareness for Chiropractic Education or something, where you mobilized a bunch of the community, the practice, you know, the patients in the community, and they would carry the torch. And then did they meet like once a month in your office and they would go out and fight against, you know, different things that might have been coming up, whether it was immunizations or whatever else? Is that what you guys did?
Yes. The organization was called Patients Association for Chiropractic Education.
Okay.
Each chiropractic office had a president, a secretary, and they had patients who ran the program in their office. And I'll tell you one of the things that we did, which was kind of interesting, that I really can't talk about too much, but I'll tell you. It was a time when the measles vaccine came out. And we sent a chiropractor into a medical meeting to find out what they were going to do in the local community. They were going to go on the radio and do a whole show on why people could get the vaccine for rubella. And we had a patient in our office who was crippled by the rubella vaccine. So we found out when they were going to be on. We called the radio station. The organization took time, paid for time, and they do a whole talk on rubella, and then we came on. My name is so-and-so. I'm the mother of so-and-so who got this rubella vaccine, has been crippled ever since. And then they go back, and the medical doctors would be talking again, and then we come back out again. They didn't find out about that until the show was over. They were not happy with us.
Oh God, I can imagine. I can imagine, you know, but I think the thing that our viewers need to understand is that to mobilize people like that, you know, to have them be warriors for chiropractic, for natural health, for whatever, that the community wants to do that. They're looking to do that, right? They're looking for their voice. And you and Reggie were able to give them a platform and a forum to express their voice.
Yes, yeah, worked out pretty well.
Oh, yeah. It's incredible, just incredible. So you go to Sherman, you know, you had 10 years doing the school, you know, being in the school system and doing that. And then you went to Sherman, got your degree in 74, right? And then did you stay down in Sherman?
Okay, that's not exactly what happened.
But tell us, that's what I wanna know.
My purpose to graduate from chiropractic college and open up an office on my own. That's what I wanted to do. That's why I went to school in the first place. I could not be a part of Reggie's office because he had a license in New York because he couldn't get a license in New Jersey. I graduated from New York, but New York was not licensed in New York. I could not get a license in New York. So I was going to go and practice in New Jersey. Okay? But we lived on a border town. So we figured we built the house, half of it in New Jersey, half of it in New York, and we could work it out that way. 1 year before I was going to graduate, Tom Gilardi came along and got Reggie to come down to Sherman, give up his whole practice, give up everything, sell everything out, left me in New York to finish up my last year of school while he went down to Spartanburg, South Carolina to help start the first new chiropractic college in 25 years. Yeah. Yeah. So when I graduated 1 year later, I'd already been by myself for a year.
Yeah.
Went down there and I became a teacher at the school. When I left my job as a school nurse, I was making X amount of dollars. 3 years later, with three more years of education, I went to Sherman to graduate. And I took a cut in pay, $5,000 a year. But it wasn't done for the money. We didn't do that. I mean, that, you know, starting a chiropractic home, being part of it, has nothing to do with that.
Yeah.
It has to do with, are we going to have this profession around in the way we want it after we're gone? We have to work on that.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I mean, obviously, and you were there, Reggie was there, Tom Gilardi was president, right? Was Felicia there?
Reekman was there.
Guy Reekman.
We were all at Sherman at the same time.
Yeah. Yeah. What a powerful college. I mean, that's just incredible, you know, and it's just so interesting to see that as you talk about shaping the, you know, the future, right? And being able to produce chiropractors to go out and practice and deliver the goods and, you know, and carry the message of chiropractic. And that is so powerful. And then, so from that standpoint, after, you know, how long were you in South Carolina for?
4 years.
So we could say like 74 to 78.
Yes, I left in 78.
And then where'd you go?
Went to Pennsylvania because Reggie had left in January of 78. I didn't leave until June. And we started a new chiropractic college in Pennsylvania. At that time, it was important for us to have a second college because we needed to have an accrediting agency.
Yeah.
To credit our kind of chiropractic. We didn't have that.
Yeah.
That's where we went. I went there. That didn't work out for a whole bunch of kind of special reasons why that didn't happen. And I only stayed there for about a year and a half. And then after that, I became just a full-time teacher of the National Board Program, which I started when I was there.
Well, here's the thing too, and I think our viewers need to understand this, that at that time, there was only one accrediting agency. And if you wanted to start any kind of accrediting agency, you had to start, you needed two or more institutions to be able to have a federally, you know, governed accrediting agency, right? And that was the reason to start ADIO, correct? And the school was called ADIO, right? Yeah, yeah. And then what I remember, because I was, you know, I graduated in 81, and so the school was going at that time, we called it Pennsylvania School of Straight Chiropractic. So it came out as Penn Straight instead of Penn State.
The name of the college was changed after we left.
Oh, so talk to us about that. What happened?
Why did we leave, you mean? Are you asking?
No. The name. You can talk about that too. But how'd the name change?
They wanted to change it, and they changed it to Pennsylvania Chiropractic of Straight Chiropractic.
And it was before that. It was what? What'd you start it as?
Well, we just left, and they decided they wanted to change it.
That's yeah. But the name that you guys started the college, ADIO?
That was our name for the school, ADIO.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's the history is incredible. I mean, just incredible. And then you leave and now you go in. And by the way, I mean, our viewers need to know this, that, you know, Reggie would be lecturing all over the world. Irene, you'd be lecturing. And just, you know, what the amount of people that you reached, right? I mean, you were like the, you know, one of the power couples in chiropractic. And then you started Irene Gold and Associates, right?
Yeah.
And did it start off like that? Or share the story.
Okay. The when I left Sherman, I went to Windsor, Pennsylvania, and I was still, I mean, I had created this entire program. I was only going to do it in Pennsylvania. And then we left. So I decided to go on and go to other schools. So I went also to New York. And then the next thing I know, Life people were calling me. I went down and I did a class at Life. Then the next thing I know, they called me from Davenport. Then they called me for LACC. And people called me from all over the place. I did not plan on doing this. I thought I was going to do two national boards a year, spend the rest of the time on the French Riviera doing nothing, and it didn't work out. So then I get started in doing all of these national board classes in the different schools. The next thing I know, everyone's saying, well, what about the state boards? Then I ended up doing every state board in the country.
Wow.
Every state. There was no weekends. There was no time when I was not working doing some kind of state board review. That's what it was.
I had no idea. I had no idea about the state boards. I did. You know why? Irene, you might not remember this. I took the state board of California. I was in Massachusetts. And I took my California State Board like in 84 or whatever. I don't exactly remember. And I happened to fly over to LA to take it. And I serendipitously, I mean, this was not planned. I was at the hotel where you had your group. And you won't remember this, but here I am. And I went and took the board, you know, on whatever day it was. And I came back and I thought I did really well on a bunch. But one thing I thought that I bombed was physiotherapy because I didn't practice with that. So, you know, the guy said to me, whatever he said, like, you know, showed me a piece of equipment. Those days for our viewers, it was individual. You sat down with somebody, right? And he showed me a piece of equipment. I had no idea what he was looking at. I said, I don't really practice with this. And he pointed up to the window. I said, heat. He goes, yeah, what kind of heat? Ultraviolet. He goes, yes. And, you know, so I figured, okay, I didn't pass it, you know, when I left. And I got back to the hotel. You were there. Because all of your people were coming back and you said to me, Ron, how'd you do? And I said, well, I told you the story. And you went, you passed. And I said, well, she might know something I don't know, right? And I ended up getting a 75 on that test, which is that was just the last thing, you know, 74 and below was failing. But I remember that. So you were doing state boards. Oh, my gosh.
Let me tell you how that started. It was kind of interesting. There were two chiropractors graduated from Palmer many years ago, from Brooklyn, went to Australia to practice. Then they decided to come back. So, he wanted to come back and go to California, but couldn't pass the test. Yeah. So he called me up, and this is in 1980. He called me up and he said, you know, there's a group of us, we can't pass the board. We can't pass the and it wasn't the regular board, it was the basic science stuff, the national board. They never took it when they were in school because there was no national board. Right. And at that time, California did that at the state board level. You could take the national board test at a state board level. It's an old test. So he called me up and he said, what can you do to help me? I said, well, I can try to prepare you for that. And then we made a deal. I said, you get me 10 people. I gave him a price. I said, this is what it's going to cost you. It's 10 people and I'm coming out. I've never done it before. Let's do it. 3 days before, he calls me up. He said, we only got 3 people. So I said, look, he said, we're going to pay for 10 because we need it. I said, look, I don't like doing business that way. I've never been there before. I'm going out to do it. 17 people showed up in my class.
Awesome. And your pass rates were just super.
All 18 of them, well, 17 of them, 17, all of them passed. They couldn't pass the other stuff. So they said, okay, come back and teach us the rest of the stuff. I never taught that before. That's how it all got started.
Yeah, that's so beautiful. It's so cool. And you know what? It's needed. And even to this day, I mean, you know, when you really think about it, you know, you have probably helped, you know, how many thousands of chiropractors, right? I mean, tens of thousands of chiropractors. And it's such a beautiful service because how I look at it, Irene, really your direct response is not just to those chiropractors, but it's to all the people that they were able to serve by passing their test and moving forward, that, you know, that drop in the ocean that ripples and ripples and affects everything. It's beautiful. It's beautiful. Well, Irene, let's talk about something. I just want to kind of ask you some questions and, you know, we're going to wrap up pretty soon, but you know, you've been at this game for a long time. I mean, obviously from 74, you know, you've been around for, you know, 40 something years just with a license in chiropractic, but you were involved, you know, going back to, you know, going back to 1958, 1960, you know, that you were still involved in it. So, you know, we got what, 60 years, whatever it is, you know, in the profession. I want to ask you some futuristic questions. So, you know, they won't, I just want to get your view. The first things that pop in your mind, like, first question I want to ask you is, I'm just trying to formulate it, is, you know, you're done. You're sitting up with Tom Gilardi and all the other people you're friends with, you know, Joe Felicia up at the Pearly Gates and doing whatever. We're talking about like in 50 years from now or, you know, 100 years from now. And you look back and you want to see, like, what is chiropractic, right? What's it doing? And we'll say 2099, right? So we'll say 7 years, whatever. What would you like to see?
I'd like to see the basic principles of chiropractic still taught. I'd like to see us approach everything, not from a medical point of view, but let's see how we can make everybody's body work better, whatever that is for them. I would like that concept.
I like it.
I'm not interested in that. When I gave up when I left nursing, I didn't renew my license. I never renewed my license. And that was what they were doing is not what I think we should be doing. We should be just taking care of people's vertebral subluxations and let them be responsible for everything else. You know, everybody now is getting vaccinated. Everybody wants to be vaccinated. I don't want to be vaccinated. Don't want to do that. I've relied on my body all these years. And I'm going to rely on it today as well.
Yeah. Yeah.
Every week to get my spine checked. I don't miss a week.
Yeah.
I think that's important.
Yeah. I love it. And if you were to, you're Hall of Fame, you know, like give me the top five people that would be in, and you're on the spot with this, so it could change tomorrow, you know, but who would be the top five on that shelf in the Hall of Fame for chiropractic that you'd be looking at? And that's not in 90 years. That's like right now. Who would be up there?
Well, I don't know. That's really a tough question. If you want to talk about the people I personally have met, okay. E.J. Palmer would be at the top of the list because I met E.J. Palmer. And not people who are watching this program ever met E.J. Palmer. So he would be definitely at the top of my list of people. I'd have to give it some thought for, I don't think of people as being special. I think about the whole profession.
Yes, I know. But influential, let's say, right? So you got B.J. Would you put Reggie on that dream team of five?
He absolutely did. He turned the heads of a lot of people.
Yeah, he did. How about a woman? You know, besides yourself, you know, who do you feel was one of the more influential women that you met or that you knew that going whatever years, it doesn't matter.
You know, there's a lot of individual women that I've met that do their own thing and they're just terrific at it. I think at the top of my list is Jeannie Owen.
Yes. Yes.
At the top of my list. She was my student.
Yes.
She was a patio student when I was teaching there.
Yes.
Yeah. And she has done more for this profession among the women around them than anybody I know.
Yeah. Yep. She was so special. On my desk, Irene, this is what I have.
Yeah.
A picture of Jeannie. On my desk, and I see Jeannie every day, and you're so correct, and just a more beautiful soul than what she, you know, and all the things that she's done, and never took accolades, and never saw herself so humble, but you know, she just loved teaching, loved chiropractic, loved children, and just really worked from a whole different level. And I'm going to fill one of your seats, and that's going to be you on that part of that team, right? And that fifth one, we're going to leave open so that the next time we talk, I'm going to ask you who that fifth person is, all right? Because You know, when you look back, there's so many people. I mean, you know, Joe Felicia and all these people. And, you know, there's so many people have done so much, you know, for our profession and for, you know, chiropractors worldwide. And it's just incredible. But Irene, our time has come to an end. Me and you can talk forever. I want to leave the group or leave our viewers with something that I had Irene maybe 2 years ago, Irene, I think it was. You came out, you did the graduation commencement talk, right? And you were amazing. I just have to tell the group, you know, our viewers, Irene was amazing. But what she told these graduates, these doctors, you know, about to turn their tassels, she said this, because I tell the story over and over again. She said, you have everything you need right now to go out and make a difference in this world. You're going to learn more, but you are prepared to go out and take care of the people that you will be seeing. So never forget that you are prepared. And you know what? It's something everybody needs to know, right? But coming from Irene, it was just so special. So Irene, thank you for spending the last, you know, minutes with us, or a half hour, whatever we've done. Thank you so much for your time and your talent and your treasure. You support chiropractic more than anyone that I know, I'll be honest with you, you know, financially, and you're always willing to jump on an airplane. I know it's not hard it's a lot harder these days, but thank you for all you've done and the people you've helped and the service you've given, not for yourself, but for chiropractic and for the world. So,
yeah, I was privileged to be allowed to do that.
And I love that. So thank you, Irene. And to our viewers, thank you for being with us. You know, I mean, someone like Irene Gold, we don't get to talk to every day. And I think that the more you dig into it, the more history that you see that we have. And I mean, most of us know Irene, but keep joining us. Keep coming on to the Leadership Line. We're getting so many people who are watching these, and keep spreading these on your own social media page, because people need to hear the greats like Irene and the other people that we have. And so I love and appreciate you. Thank you for joining us today. Keep doing what you're doing and keep changing lives out there so that we can make this world a happier, healthier, and more saner world. Good. Until the next time, I'll bid you adieu. And Irene, it was great having you today. And thank you so much.
Thank you for joining us today. And for the love, commitment, and passion you emanate every day.
Together, we know we will make this world a better place.